what we're listening for is not where that person is coming from behind their words. Because when we do that, it opens up a whole world of possibility. I'm Kate Ruby Aroha, the founder of She Leads Live, Australia and New Zealand's largest women's leadership and empowerment event. With 17 years experience as a senior trainer, I've led government contracts that create national change and have spent over a decade facilitating advanced leadership experiences throughout New Zealand, Australia, and Southeast Asia. One of the things I've learned is that the stuff we tell ourselves in our head doesn't reflect our true capacity. And as women, we can be pretty good at minimizing our power. The reason I do this work is because I see so many incredible women with massive potential buying into the things that hold them back, and I want to change that. My intention is that these episodes remind you that the self-doubt and the fears that you've been having about your next level are all totally normal. And my hope is that these conversations light a fire in your belly to go after your big dreams. Are you ready? Let's get into it. We're going to talk about going from being reactive in conversations to being effective in conversations. Now, you can apply what we're going to learn here, what we're going to go into in business type relationships and in personal type relationships. So obviously in business type relationships, it's a conversation for effectiveness. In personal relationships, we might not use the languaging of conversations for effectiveness. We might just look at like it's how to create closeness, how to create more freedom and possibility within the relationship rather than just being stuck at the level of a tennis match that is very reactively driven. So that is what we're going to go into in this conversation. I highly recommend that you listen to this conversation through the lens of what's going to make a difference to you. And you might even be bringing to this conversation relationships that you know aren't at their fullest capacity. I got an email just recently, and it was an email that came through to our support desk, and it was passed on to me from the team. And as I read it, it was someone who was expressing to me that they were not okay with something that I did. Now, there was a previous version of Kate that would have read the words and absolutely zoned in on the parts of the email that would have upset me and would have then created a story about not good enough, I've done something wrong, and then that part of our brain, which there is literally a part of our brain that's wired for being the narrator. And from the moment we wake up in the morning to the moment we go to sleep at night, that part of our brain, its job is to narrate everything throughout the day. It creates the stories of our experience. And in fact, it's the stories that it narrates that become our experience. And then if we went into this another step, is that based on those stories in our head, is what determines what we focus on and what we see more of. So essentially, whatever stories we tell ourselves, we see the evidence of those stories, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, kind of like a vicious cycle, where we then see more of that, which then reinforces the stories, and then we see more and more of that, and then that just becomes the world in which we live in. And whatever our experience is from that, we then will defend till the cows come home. And then what happens in relationships is we're just literally playing tennis with two different stories, two different interpretations of a situation. And the level of the relationship gets stuck at the level of that tennis match. Okay, so here I am reading this email, and the previous version of Kate would have absolutely zeroed in on a couple of key things in the email and gone, oh my God, I've done something wrong. Oh my God, not good enough. And then I would have spun a story, and I would have been upset and angry at the person. And, you know, whether or not I even would have communicated that, I probably would have been polite through clenched teeth. Have you ever had that experience where someone's polite to you and they're saying one thing out of their mouth, but you can hear there's a whole different world of conversation that's going on behind it? Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, maybe if you're really honest, you've done it yourself. Anyway, as I was reading these words, I asked myself, what is he communicating behind the words? And when I asked myself that, I could see so clearly that what he was communicating behind the words, the thing that drove him to take time out of his precious day to send an email through, was that he was committed to something. Now, interestingly, that thing that I saw that he was committed to behind the words he was saying was the same very thing that I'm committed to. So here's the thing, we're committed to the same thing. Before I take you back to the episode, I want to remind you to come on over and connect with me on my new Instagram, at Kate Ruby Aroha. While you're there, feel free to flick me a DM, say hi, and let me know what you're getting out of these episodes. I'll chat with you over there. Based on that, we're on the same page. So my response to him was essentially, thank you so much for sending your email. And what I'm hearing from what you said is that you're committed to da-da-da-da-da. Me too. And obviously he received it so beautifully because he's amazing. And I got an incredible email back, which essentially said, thank you so much for deeply hearing me. And that's what sparked this podcast episode, because I see a lot of the time in our conversations, in our communications, in our interactions with other people, what we're listening for is not where that person is coming from behind their words. Because when we do that, it opens up a whole world of possibility. When someone is talking to us and we're listening not just to the words that they're saying, but we're listening for what's their experience behind the words. Either what are they committed to behind their words that's actually having them get into communication. A lot of the times we can actually get alignment aligned with that commitment, and often we're on the same page at some level if we chunk up high enough. Or, like, let's just say it's someone who's actually just throwing mud and they're just super reactive and upset for themselves, and there isn't really a commitment behind that. But if we actually listen to what's going on for them behind the words, we can really get present to something very different that is bigger than the words that they're saying. And it could be, for example, let's just use the example of someone's really throwing some mud and they're just really in a huge amount of upset. We can either listen to the words that they're saying and just really react into that. Therefore, we get into a tennis match back and forward. Or we can listen to what is actually going on for that person behind the words that they're saying. And when we do that, we can actually really get something very different, which could be what's happening for them behind that is that they may be feeling really alone. They may be feeling really isolated. They may be feeling very upset for whatever reason. That in itself allows it to take the sting out for us. Because when we remove the sting of words that are coming towards us, then we are able to make less added interpretation to what they're saying that comes from a reactive place with us. And we can literally just get present to this person is feeling upset. This person is feeling alone. And we can have compassion and understanding for where they're coming from and what their experience is behind the words. Now, this does not mean to say that you don't put down boundaries when you need to. You do. And it doesn't mean to say that you don't communicate something if you need to communicate it. You do. But what it does mean is that when you can adjust the dials of your listening to zoom in on what's driving their communication, and you listen past the actual nuts and bolts of the words they're saying, and you zoom in on the communication behind their words, listening at that level can truly change the game. Have an amazing day, and I'll see you in the next episode.